Well, Arkansas has fired head football coach Bobby Petrino. Athletic director Jeff Long said Petrino knowingly misled him, the school, and the public when he initially lied about the circumstances surrounding his motorcycle accident on April 1st. Petrino said he was alone at the time of the crash, but in fact he was with football department staffer Jessica Durrell, with whom he'd been carrying on an inappropriate relationship. Long said Petrino violated a number of school policies by hiring Durrell and failing to disclose his relationship with her to the school. Long says Petrino admitted to giving Durrell $20,000 before she joined the football staff. In other college football news, South Alabama associate head football coach Kurt Crane has been found dead at his home from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 47. To the NBA last night in Miami, Paul Pierce netted 27 points, Kevin Garnett added 24, as the Celtics beat the Heat 115-107. In Chicago, Richard Hamilton scored 20 points, while Deng chipped in 19, as the Bulls got by the Knicks 98-86. Elsewhere, Dallas downed Sacramento 110-100, Philadelphia blasted New Jersey 107-88, Cleveland dumped Charlotte 103-90, and Washington held off Orlando 92-85. To the Diamond last night, bonus baseball in Baltimore. Raul Ibanez doubled in the go-ahead run in the 12th as the Yankees clipped the Orioles 5-4. In Toronto, Edwin Encarnacion homered and drove in two runs to lead the Blue Jays to a 7-3 win over the Red Sox. Elsewhere in the AL, Detroit dropped Tampa Bay 5-2, Texas blanked Seattle 1-0, Kansas City shut out Oakland 1-0, and the Indians and White Sox were postponed by rain. Over to the NL last night in New York. Ian Desmond led off the game with a home run, and the Nationals never looked back as they cruised past the Mets 6-2. Before the game, x-rays revealed Mets third baseman David Wright suffered a broken pinky on his right hand during Monday's game. Elsewhere, Atlanta held off Houston 6-4, the Dodgers doubled up Pittsburgh 2-1, Milwaukee downed the Cubs 7-4, St. Louis got by Cincinnati 3-1, and Arizona beat San Diego 4-2. In other baseball news, the Marlins have suspended manager Ozzie Guillen for 5 games, following his comments praising Fidel Castro. Guillen apologized at a news conference and says he'll do whatever he can to repair relations with Cuban Americans angered by the remarks. In college basketball news, UConn sophomore guard Jeremy Lamb has announced he's declared for the NBA draft. And in NHL news, the 2012 Stanley Cup playoffs get underway tonight. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.